Blog Talk Radio.
And making his way to the ring.
Sonaton, Tonda Mada, Hanam Pon, Tanda, Sidan, Dina. Yes, yes. And now, who has just been released from the WWE? It is Alberto Guerrero. Yes, you have heard it correctly. Alberto Del Rio has been released from his WWE contract. Now, what the situation is, whether or not he asked to be released or whether he was just let go, I have no idea. But whatever it is, I hope he is doing fine, and I wish him well, as well as, unfortunately, the time for Mike Eden, too, which is nothing we can do about that. But I know there's a lot of internet bitching going on, and I'm just going to save you guys, I'm going to save myself the breath of going after the internet haters. Well, I could do that, but I'm not going to. I changed my mind. Fucking talk.
Me?
No, Santa Claus. Yes, you.
Well, I didn't hear you say that you was going to turn. I didn't hear you say that you was going to, like,
I didn't hear you say, shut up.
Should you shut up first?
One second. Talk while I eat my burrito. Shut up.
Okay, well, anyways, hey, y'all. This is Rainey. And, hey, Chris, guess what? TNA wants, supposedly, TNA is trying to sign Alberto Del Rio to a contract.
Already?
Yeah. But they can't do that because they can't sign a person after they've been released at least for 90 days.
No, they cannot. It's a 90-day no-compete clause, no contracts.
So
TNA, you're screwed.
Yep. But, okay, let's see. Let me tell you what all I heard that supposedly happened. Okay, well, like I said today, that he spit on Triple H, Kevin Dunn, off of the match that he had with Ambrose last Monday, and that something happened between him and Randy Orton. That's what happened. And,
what? Involved in a lot of the so-called backstage bullshit.
Huh?
It's the second I heard Randy Orton's name, that's why I'm probably calling BS right there.
Yeah, no. And then everyone's bitching them on him because they said, well, if Randy Orton gets to call people fat and stuff over Twitter, then how come Alberto Del Rio gets released? That's not fair.
First and foremost, people, do you guys even know if that's true or not? And Randy Orton didn't call her fat. He called her pig. He called her Miss Piggy.
And then
he was
making
a joke.
I heard it wasn't him that said it. I heard that his girlfriend hacked his Twitter or got on his Twitter and said it because someone got her pissed off. And that's what happened. But
really?
I don't know. But whatever. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry? Aren't you always hungry?
I've been training all week.
I know. You need to eat and you need to gain, right? What?
Yes.
I feel like he was breaking in and out. I was like, what are you saying?
I said, hang on. I said yes. But I was saying that not everybody's going to blame Randy Orton because Alberto Del Rio got released and it's his fault. And WWE should release him, but they're not going to release him because of these so-called politics. Jordan gets away with everything, and he's a piece of shit.
I read what you wrote about Randy Orton about that five times getting in trouble and crap like that. I mean, people don't even get what's going on.
Let me say something. The women.
Are you eating Taco Bell?
No.
Okay, well, that was just random, so.
No, I'm trying to say that the women that stalk Randy Orton can be fucking annoying. Fucking female marks are annoying, Rainey.
What?
I said fucking female marks are annoying.
Well, excuse me.
Sorry.
I can be at times, but I kind of cooled that down from like 3 years ago. So I'm not as that. I'm not as bad.
You don't post. I know that. You don't post massive amounts of pictures in different types of fucking albums like you used to, like a crazy ass psychopathic. Randy Orton's husband wannabe fan. I seen all that when I first met you, and I thought that was pretty psycho.
Yeah, I know.
Every freaking male wrestler, you had a different album for them with a different picture. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this girl needs help. I might as well post massive pictures of Daughtry and Katy Perry and shit.
I saw a picture of not Chris Jericho. Shit. I mean, CM Punk with Daughtry. I was going to post it to your wall, but I forgot to.
No, I must have met him last year before Tribute to the Troops. Hmm. That's the only place I could think they probably met.
It was on an airplane.
Military aircraft?
I'm not sure. But it was on a plane.
Yeah, well, I know Chris has met a few of the wrestlers. And he loves them. Chris Daughtry met John Cena. Loves John Cena. Kind of, the only thing that blew my mind is that I'm taller than Chris. Well, Steely's taller than he is, but I think Steely is one of the only ones in the band that actually can come up relatively close to my height.
Hmm. How tall are you?
But Chris, like 6'1", 6'2".
No, you.
That's me.
Oh, then how tall is Chris then?
Like 5 foot something.
Well, I'm 5'8½", and I'm 6'1" or 6'2" with tails on, so, yep.
You're taller, well, actually, you're shorter than he is.
Hmm. Well, probably not by much, though, because really, if you see me in person, I am tall without heels on.
You're tall without heels on.
Yes, I'm tall without heels on. But I still wear them. Because I want to.
You probably got a lot of ass, too. I'm just saying.
Right. So, I heard
I'm going to go get a soda.
I'm going to go get a soda. I'm listening.
Oh, Tim, did you say how your show went last Saturday?
Oh, it went great.
Good.
We're getting some great reviews.
That's really good.
And I got to do it again Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday? Tomorrow? I mean,
yeah,
not tomorrow.
We're going to be running every week.
I thought
weekly shows.
Friday for some reason.
The other day was Friday.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't watch SmackDown tonight.
Your ass backwards, sweetie.
So,
I'm going to stay up all night watching episodes of Degrassi.
Oh, I haven't watched it. I never watched a show.
Well, I haven't seen it in a while, so I don't know where the hell they are in the season right now. So I'm just starting from season 12 from this one. I'm working my way up.
Wasn't Drake on that show, I think?
Yes, he was. That's where he first. That's where he made his first reputation.
Okay, and that's where I heard that from.
That's why people say, oh, he didn't start from the bottom. What the hell you mean he didn't start from the bottom? Everybody has to start from the bottom. But yeah, he was an actor. His life wasn't hard. He was an actor before he was a rapper, but that doesn't mean he didn't have to start from the bottom, because when he started from the bottom, nobody knew who the fuck he was as a rapper. The more people know who he is as a rapper than they did as an actor.
Did you hear that Charlotte from NXT is getting moved up to the main roster pretty soon?
Because you know I am. I'll be hearing it.
And Bayley is going to be taking her title so she can move up to the main event. Charlotte.
Oh, the retired girl with a whole lot of ass?
Hey, I like Bayley. She's adorable.
Sorry. I didn't mean literally.
Yeah, I know.
Bailey's cute. Yeah, she got a nice booty. Yeah.
Have you watched Becky Lynch?
Who the fuck
She's
is that?
Good. You haven't watched NXT lately?
No, not really.
Okay, well, she's the redhead from Ireland. She's really good.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
I heard...
Is she a good worker?
I heard William Regal's going to be the general manager of NXT come September, I believe.
Where did you hear this from?
It was like on, crap, what was that from?
Bleacher Report?
I don't know. I saw it a few weeks ago. It's after he's going to be taking over after that NXT TakeOver 2 or something that they're going to have. That big event coming up soon. Yeah.
Well, keep on talking right quick while I post something.
What?
I'm just posting something to the Facebook page.
Oh. So what did you like about Monday Night Raw? Or you do watch it?
Oh, boy. I can barely remember what the hell happened right now.
Yeah, well, Roman and Kane had the first match of the night. And
I know, I remember that.
It was the, you know, the last man standing match. And, crap, I can't remember all of it either, but I do remember the last match because Seth was against RVD, but then it was like, no, you're going to be facing Heath Slater. And Heath won because Ambrose kind of got involved in it because he caused a distraction. And he took the briefcase and he ripped up the contract. And then he was like, pouring Coke, like, in the briefcase, and popcorn, and JBL's hat at Free Wart, And then it was like the contract signing between Stephanie and Brie, and that was freaking great. I hope that Stephanie really, you know, goes through with it, but who knows if she's going to or not.
She's going to go. She's actually going to go through with the match regardless, because I already know she's got to.
And that that was hilarious. I was like, oh, damn it.
So,
and then Ambrose fought against Del Rio, and he won, of course, and in like 15 minutes and 41 seconds or some shit like that.
Yeah, they had some time to kill.
Yeah. And crap.
Where's this? Oh, here it is.
It was like Dolph Ziggler and shit. Who's the other one he faced?
You don't know that Dolph you performed on Yahoo Screen this past weekend, Dolph, do you?
What?
Dolph you performed on Yahoo Live this past weekend. Their whole concert, Funk America Theory and Phoenix, was streamed.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to watch it. My bad. Sorry, Dodgers.
I'll send you the link right now. But I'm watching it right now, but I'm also doing the show. So keep on talking.
Did you hear that I didn't say sorry, Chris? I said sorry, Daughtry.
Yes, I did, and I'm happy. Good. Good job.
Yay. Let's see.
Now keep up that habit.
Did you see that picture of Brock Lesnar and Triple H talking together? I mean, not Triple H. Friggin', damn it. I'm getting all screwed up tonight. The
yes, you are.
Brock Lesnar together. It was like recently. So there's like people, including me. Yes, I'm sorry. But you know how I am about Undertaker. But it's like, hopefully, crossing my fingers, that something will happen between Brock Lesnar's match with John Cena that kind of, you know, goes around the Undertaker somewhat. I'm not getting
my hopes up
because I know, but I'm not getting my hopes up because I know that that's not going to happen. But that picture was like, recently, and I was like freaking out because that was Brock and Undertaker. And I was like, okay, why are they talking together again?
I think Taker needs to slow down a little bit because he is 49 years old now. So. Okay, Emblem 3, Linkin Park, Goo Goo Dolls.
I like Goo Goo Dolls, but I only know one song by them.
Oh, well, guess we got to see them.
This event has not yet started. Please come back at the advertised start time.
Guess we happen to be right in front of them.
And Plain White Tees and Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Yep. I know, because you told me that.
I put the pictures up.
I know. I didn't watch Main Event because I had problems that night.
What were you going through? What were you going through?
Oh, just some crap.
What is some crap?
I'm not getting into it here.
We got these people listening. I don't want to get into it. We ain't got hardly shit anybody listening, so fuck. Probably ain't nobody listening to this damn thing anyway. It's not like anybody gives a shit about us anyway. That reminds me. We just got our music back. We have our music back.
What do you think about Stardust? He's adorable. He's so funny. Hello?
Did I just hear you correctly?
What?
God damn it.
Dang it, not got the hiccup.
I'm sorry. While we're doing this, I'm going to add some random songs. In the meantime, yes, some Stardust and Goldust. Very, very, very unique. The only problem, I got a question. I got a question.
Okay.
Where the hell is this where is this cosmic key at?
I have no idea.
Where is this cosmic key?
I don't know.
Somebody tell me where the hell this cosmic key is.
Don't we have an hour tonight?
Yes, we have an hour tonight, so yeah, we better find some fucking time, something to kill the damn time.
Well, probably.
Now, where is the cosmic
key? Where?
Now, where is the cosmic key at?
I think it's on Jay and Jimmy Uso.
Keep talking right quick. I'm going to post something.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, what was that? What was that Maroon 5 thing that you posted earlier? I didn't understand that.
What was what?
I don't know. You posted something.
It's fun. It's funny how you say that you made it on your own. When you haven't worked for anyone, your daddy didn't know. You say you got a job, but I don't know what you do. Such a fucking style that you'll never know the truth.
Okay.
You're perfect on the outside and nothing at the core. It's a song called Ticket. About nonchalant fake ass bitching.
It's hot and humid and sticky here. That's how I get for lemon BB sticks.
You are what?
I said it's hot and sticky and muggy here.
It's hot.
Because it's up there raining like this morning. Yeah. I heard that we're going to have an early winter, which I'm hoping so, even though I don't really, really like the cold, cold, cold. Yeah.
Okay.
This event has not yet,
God damn it,
not yet started. Please come back at the advertised start time.
What are you trying to do?
I couldn't even watch the show again if I wanted to.
Oh.
Even though I would like to.
It's probably on YouTube.
Okay. Nope. I can't find it.
Well.
Shut up.
I heard that Jericho's leaving at the end of next month.
Well,
at that Nashville show. Oh yeah, when's the next time you're gonna be on Raw so I can try to find you this time?
September 22nd.
Oh,
Memphis, Tennessee,
okay.
FedEx Forum.
What?
September 22nd, Memphis, Tennessee, FedEx Forum.
Yeah. So you're not going to win Nashville?
What?
Threat has been detected.
Shut the fuck up. There's no damn threat.
You're not going to the one in Nashville?
Night of Champions?
I guess. Ain't that it?
Well, that's what it is, Night of Champions.
Yeah.
No, I won't. I can't afford it. I can't work at the time.
Okay.
But I will be going to the one next night, and I will be seeing John Glick there, a.k.a. WWE's biggest fan. And once he does get here, we are going to have some fun, and we are going to throw back some beers later on that very day. Actually, we're going to hang out the whole fucking day, me and him.
Oh, guess who's going to be at that Wizard World convention thing in October? October the 3rd in Austin, Texas. Freaking The Undertaker.
That's awesome. At least he's still going around signing autographs.
And I probably won't even get to go because it's like 5 hours away from
me. Well, you never go anyway, so yeah.
I would freaking die if I see Undertaker.
Sure.
I would.
What did I tell you about stalking the wrestlers?
I didn't say that.
Sure.
I wouldn't do that in the freaking first place. I'm not like that.
Sure you would. Sure you wouldn't. Sure you wouldn't. Yeah. Sure.
Fucking would not.
Fuck you.
No. Okay. Anyways.
You wish. You would. Here we go. Upload this shit right now. Because we're going to have a shit ton of music tonight. We're going to have a big ass time while we're talking about fucking wrestling. But in the meantime, I will also take this time to tell you guys about RSWF Saturday Night Showdowns that will be down here in Memphis, Tennessee, each and every week. And if you want to know where you can find us, it will be 3715 South Perkins Road, Suite 21, right next to Security 1. That is 3715 South Perkins Road next to Security 1. It will be running shows every week. And for those who want to get into the wrestling business, if you are in the Memphis area, the Soul Taker will be training new wrestlers during the week, myself included. I've been there for about a month now, and it's a very humbling thing to say for him to say to me that I've been working my ass off, and he doesn't see any quit in me. So, if you want to be a professional wrestler, now is your chance. It is $1,500. You pay $150 up front, and then every 2 weeks you just give him $100. That's it. Nobody will give you a better offer. Nobody will give me a better offer than this, so I had to take it. Now, as far as my physique goes, I'm just going to have to work out a little bit. I'm not saying I'm going to be a John Cena, but I'm saying I'm just going to get toned enough to where I can actually be a nice, believable professional wrestler. Because I'm going to be doing a lot of high-flying stuff. But with that being said, what do you have to add, Rainey?
I was going to add something, but I forgot what I was going to say. Damn it.
Well, we'll wait for it.
I don't know if it's going to ever come back to me or not, but I know there's a show in Orlando, Florida, and I'm not by computer, so I'm not really sure where at in Orlando, but it's called USA Pro, I think. It's the one that Snake Master, advertises on his Facebook.
He's advertising right now? Yeah, go ahead and plug that show right now.
What?
Go ahead and plug the show.
Well, I don't have it because I'm not my computer and I don't memorize it. But he has it on his Facebook page, so maybe you can go try to find it. He posted it last night. He's going to be like, he's going to be there with his army of darkness.
Ah, shit.
But, yeah, that's in Orlando, Florida, which is like a million miles away from here.
Obviously.
But whatever. Last time I was in Florida was whenever I was 15 years old. I miss it. That was like 7 years ago.
Ugh. Oh, isn't that just so cute?
Yeah, Florida's better than Texas.
Me?
I'm sorry for all the Texans that's listening, but really, Texas is getting boring to me.
You think?
Yep.
You've been boring your whole life.
In Texas, yep. Can't you tell my voice?
Shut the fuck up.
But I did go to Nashville for about a year and a half, but that was still, yeah.
Can I tell you one thing? If it's one thing what? That CM Punk said that really stands out mostly to me is this. Lux for losers.
Yeah, that's what I read too. I was like going to my Twitter and I found that I favored it and I was like, yeah, I know.
Well, he's not lying. You
no,
always depend on luck.
Know.
There's a fine line between luck and hard work.
Yeah, but I can't help it because I don't have luck. That's just a habit for me.
What's a habit?
Saying good luck to people. Or wish me luck or something like that.
Yeah, I can see it is.
Well.
What is that damn? What is it?
Kind of turned down the fixing to saying because I don't know. I used to say that all the time. I'd be like, I'm fixing to, and people are like, what are you fixing? I'm like, stop.
Uh-huh. Sounds really, how do I say this? Sounds really, I don't know, interesting, I guess.
I was thinking to say something about freaking, what was it now? Oh, yeah. Did you hear that they're going to have supposedly a NWO reunion next Monday on Raw?
The key word is supposedly, but no, I didn't.
Because Scott Hall kind of tweeted it out, like a hint. Cool.
It'll be interesting.
It's Hulk Hogan's birthday.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. It's going to be good either way because it's building up to, you know, SummerSlam still.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually almost skipped the whole week because I thought this Sunday was SummerSlam.
Yeah, you must be completely stupid.
No, I'm not. My mind was other places.
Yeah, you are completely stupid. Your mind was probably up. Your mind was probably up. Shane, what the fuck is the dude's name? Christian Gray's ass crack.
I don't know.
I'm not telling what that brand of yours is.
What? I didn't hear you because your phone is like so loud tonight.
My phone is like so loud tonight.
Yeah, like you're talking like really loud.
Well, since I'm talking so loud, maybe it'll be a nice, very nice, very nice time right now to take a break. We'll be right back with the Smarks List right here on the WFSO Radio Network, a.k.a. Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back with this episode.
Put your hands all over. Put your hands all over me. Put your hands all over. Put your hands all over me.
I can't. Put your hands all over. Put your hands all over me.
Got a nice little text message from Rainey. Welcome back, everybody. And this is the Smart Swift on Blog Talk Radio. I just got a nice little text message from Rainey saying how much she totally loves that song.
Yeah, fucking right.
So she, like, really loves the song. So you know what? I care about her so much that I'm going to play it again.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Don't you dare.
Wait.
It might seem crazy.
this one.
Look at this photograph.
Look at this photograph.
Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
How did our eyes get so red?
And what the hell is on Joey's head?
This is where I grew up.
I think the prison on the fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without the second floor. I felt it now than it was back then.
If I was them, I wouldn't let me leave.
Oh, God, I am.
Boy, how about this?
What is that?
No, I don't fucking know.
But I gotta,
what did they upload on here? Oh, how about we listen to Amy Lee's awesome voice? The fuck?
I guess
that's all. Ladies and gentlemen, incredible Amy Lee. As you can see, Rainey's trying to talk over her, but she can't talk over a voice that actually matters. See what I mean? See, does anybody hear Rainey? How she hear her? How she's trying to talk over Amy Lee? Okay, and we are officially back. No more bullshit. Wait, yes, there will be more bullshit. Anyway, shut the fuck up. Anyway, this is my show. I can do whatever I want. What are you doing?
Am I
nothing.
Doing?
Okay. Anyway. Well, question is, what are you doing to yourself?
Okay,
what are you going to ask me?
Okay.
What do you want me to ask? Shut up. Why are you telling me to shut up? Is that what you want to tell me to shut up? Okay, ask me.
Okay, how do you think the Wyatt family is going to break apart? Do you think that maybe they're just going to, you know, like, walk away and not have this big, huge blow-up like the Shield? Or how do you think they're going to break up?
They'll probably just disintegrate from within.
Yeah, kind of like Roman and Dean a little bit because they didn't have a big blow-up. Because they're still, you know, together. Because after, like, at dark matches, they kind of, like, team up with a third person and, you know, do, like, six-man tag. And,
yep, they're still doing it.
So,
yep, they're still doing it.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry, I'm still listening.
What? I said that was my question about the Wyatt family.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that was all.
That was
and
all?
And what do you think about Mark Henry coming out last Monday night?
It was all right. I mean, it was okay. I mean, it wasn't exactly anything jumpy type thing, but...
Okay. I remember now. What did he think about that WWE Network for $9.99?
Yes, and that reminds me, people, did you know that the WWE Network is $9.99 a month? And if you get the WWE Network, you will get all this content, including every WrestleMania, every pay-per-view ever made, original shows like the Monday Night War, WWE Countdown, WrestleMania Rewind, and more, all for just, what is it, $9.99 a month? Because it's the WWE Network, and it's way over the top. And why is it over the top? Because it's only $9.99 a month. And just remember, if you subscribe to the WWE Network, you get all this content, and you will be paying, what, $9.99 a month? Because it's the WWE Network, and it's $9.99 a month. And $9.99 a month is not that much, because even broke people can afford $9.99 a month. I can pay $9.99 a month. The WWE Network is so awesome because and it's so affordable. You know why? Because it's only $9.99 a month.
Okay.
And remember, it's only $9.99 a month.
I was like, want to throw my shoe at the freaking computer screen. I was like, shut the fuck up. Because, like, every time I heard it,
yes.
I was like, fuck.
The WWE Network is only $9.99 a month.
Okay, quit now. But Michael called up.
And I was like,
and
Jared King Law was supposed to be back down here for another show in September.
Cool.
And I'm like, King, I'm going to fucking stab you if I see you again, if you plug the WWE Network one more time.
But it was like whenever Mark Henry came out, Michael Cole was like, and he's in his hometown. He's in his hometown. No, his hometown is Silsbee, Texas. It's not there.
That's Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I know. And
I'm sure he's away from it.
No, his hometown is Silsbee, Texas, and it's like 30 to 40 miles away from where I'm living at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just remember, it's only $9.99 a month.
Oh, did I tell you
that? Yeah, I think
that
it's to the point where I think it's to the point where if those fans actually heard the commentary on the fucking from in the fucking arenas, which some of them probably could, who knows? They probably would have pulled a gun out and said, "Say WWE Network one more time. I dare you. Say WWE Network one more time again. Say it again one more time. Say it again one more time. I'm gonna blast both of you little motherfuckers. I'm gonna blast both of your asses. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. I dare you." That's how everyone felt. See, and I'm like, shut the fuck up, Cole. $9.99 a month, Cole, shut up.
$9.99
a month, King, I'm going to fucking stab you. And it's on $9.99 a month, Michael. JBL, I'm going to fucking kick your ass if I see you next time I see you, dude. I'm going to jump the rail and I'm going to kick the teeth out of your throat. I'm going to kick your knees down your throat if you say that one more time. Because I'm going
to
be listening to the commentators from fifth row. I'll be able to hear them.
I usually like
and
JBL.
If I hear, what? Huh?
But he aggravates the crap out of me now. I'm like, JBL, please shut up.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Perfect.
Even though I still like him.
I just said perfect.
But he
anyway.
Needs to like.
But just remember, people.
Bo Dallas.
Are you watching the WWE Network right now? Yes, the one for only $9.99 a month.
Okay, sorry that I brought it up. Please don't keep on doing that. That's really annoying, and I'm not that annoying.
What, the $9.99 a month part?
Yes.
Okay, I won't bring up the $9.99 a month part anymore.
Good.
I'll bring up the WWE Network. It's way over the top.
Okay, no that. None of that either.
Okay. The WWE Network is only $9.99 a month, people. Stop what? Let's see, what did I say on here that as it relates to how fucking annoying they were bringing up the WWE Network?
I don't know. People are, like, going off and going off. Like, you can get a pedigree from Triple H for only $9.99 a month. You can get so-and-so for $9.99 a month. I'm like, can you shut up with this shit?
You can get a blowjob from Rainey for only $9.99 a month.
No, no, no. Dream?
No, not really. If I dreamed, then it would give you too much credit.
Do you like Bo Dallas now?
No. I'd rather watch the WWE Network for only $9.99 a month than watch him.
He's okay at times.
Sure he is. Everyone's okay to you at times.
Yeah, at times, yeah. No, no, not everybody. I don't like that little bull.
Yeah, they, little bull steel.
Stop. I'm
trying to find my post from the other week.
What?
I'm trying to find my post from Monday night, see what I said.
You posted too many times and you can't find it. And that was only 4 days ago.
Because I got to pay $9.99 to find it.
Oh, who do you think's in that bunny costume?
I don't fucking look at the bunny.
People said it's Vince McMahon.
I don't give a shit who it is. I don't give a shit if it's my fucking mother.
What's going on?
Why don't you get in the bunny costume?
I would if I could. But what was going on between you and
okay, so how many times was the WWE Network plugged last? Oh, yeah. 41 times total.
41 times.
I'm tagging you so you can see, in this picture so you can see our building.
What building?
In the,
hello,
I'm tagging
what
you,
building?
This building.
What?
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Building. I can't see anything because I'm not on the fucking computer.
I can't see anything because I'm not on the fucking computer. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
What?
You're lame. What?
Do you know how many times I watched that movie trailer?
What movie trailer?
You know the movie trailer, the one that I'm all obsessed about. Okay.
Oh,
I
you mean the one you're squirting over right now?
No!
90 seconds my ass. Shut the fuck up.
200 times so far. And I have 6 months and 5 days to go until I can watch it in theater.
I'm sure you do.
I am. And I'm going to watch it at midnight at the movie release.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Glad I have a day off tomorrow.
I'll be texting you. I'll be like, hey, Chris, guess what I'm watching? And you'll be trying
to I'm masturbating to it.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't do that in the movie theater.
Yes, you would.
No.
Oh,
no.
Shit, everybody, she just admitted it on the fucking on fucking radio. She just admitted it.
What?
To all of you.
I said I would not.
Whatever.
Yeah, you, whatever. Oh, did you hear about a new Con Air movie?
What?
It's part two, and they're going to be up in space. That got me cracking up the other day. Nicolas Cage is going to be up in space.
How wonderful.
Yeah. Who do you think the next one that's going to get released from WWE? Because nobody's safe, really.
Not really.
So who's your, I don't want to say that I'm looking, you know, forward to anybody getting released because I'm not because, you know, that's their job and stuff, but who do you think is going to be the next one to go?
Well, they get picked up, you know, once you make it to the mainstream, it's pretty hard to turn it off. You know, if you're really, really good, then somebody will pick you up. Somebody will see your talent, even if it's somebody as stupid as TNA.
I mean, I think Drew's signed again somewhere. And Jinder was down in Galveston about a month ago.
So Floyd Mayweather has a girl bathe him in the tub?
What the fuck? What?
You don't bathe yourself?
Seriously? Is he that high or prestige that he can't bathe himself?
Really?
Yeah, really.
How much does Floyd Mayweather weigh?
What? My cousin ate behind them the other night in Vegas. She was like, oh my gosh, I mean, Floyd Money Mayweather. I'm like, really? Who cares? And she's like, well, no, actually, we didn't eat with him. He sat in front of us. Okay, whatever.
I'd probably walk up to him, shake his hand, and say, hey, man, how you doing?
No, she didn't.
I mean, I've seen cockier guys than him. I mean, but have you watched his episode of WrestleMania Rewind?
I think so.
He explains why he's so outspoken the way he is. He had to sell himself. You ever heard of that? Probably
yeah.
Not. You wouldn't know anything about it.
Whatever.
Shut the fuck up.
Nope.
Blow me.
What?